June 13th, 1995. I'm visiting with Mr. Clark. His address is 304 Lanier Street. The time is approximately 3:30. I'm just Eddie McCoy, and I'm going to be visiting Mr. Frank H. Clark at 304 Lanier Street. Mr. Clark, give me your age and date of birth.
I was born December 6, 1915.
What's your name?
Frank H. Clark.
What area of Granville County were you living in when you was a kid?
North Granville.
Okay. How close was the church to your house that y'all had to go to?
About 1 mile from the church.
Okay, well, y'all didn't have no excuse about going to church then, did you?
No.
You were so close. Were your mother was a good worker in the church as well as your father?
Yeah, my mother, she was a missionary, and my father, he was a deacon of the church.
Were you old enough to know that your mother and father was that good of a worker and really worked hard, and your father was a deacon early?
Oh, yeah.
He was?
Yes.
Okay. Did he enjoy and he was dedicated to his work?
He was very dedicated to his work.
No matter what kind of work he did?
Yeah.
Okay, he took pride in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about your mother?
She was the same.
How many sisters and brothers?
I have two sisters and four brothers.
Okay.
Two of them is dead.
Okay. Which one of them that of all y'all worked love the church of the kids, it was about the same?
About the same.
Okay, and when Sunday come, you knew where you was going?
Yeah.
That's what everybody say. Yeah. What did you do in the church now?
Well, I, at the present time, I'm a deacon of the New Johnson Creek Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that the church your mother?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all y'all attend?
Yeah.
What about your uncles and aunts?
My uncles and aunts, most of them was away from here.
They was?
Yeah.
Could you name your two sisters for me?
Beulah Clark and Letha Clark.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how many sisters and brothers was older than you?
Let's see. Three brothers. No. Two brothers. No, one brother was older than I am.
Okay.
And the other two were younger than I am.
They were.
And my sister, hey, one older than I am, then one younger.
Did, y'all always did what mother and father said?
Yeah.
There's never no doubt.
No doubt.
That's good. What school did your brother go to that was older than you? First grade or whatever?
He went to the Johnson Creek school.
Okay.
Then he wound up over to Mary Potter 2 years, I believe.
What did he do after he left my father? Did he try to teach her or went on?
No, he just ordinary work.
Mr. Clark, we was talking about your brother going to school at Johnson Creek Intermarriage Parlor. Now I want you to tell me what school did you go to and how many children approximately went there, and did you have a sister or brother going with you to the school every day?
Mm-hmm. The school I went to, it was just a short distance up the hill from the house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my sister and brother and I both attended that school until the school got, the number of pupils got too large and they had to build another school down to Johnson Creek.
Okay, before they went to Johnson Creek, I can understand you forgetting the name of the school because it's been so long and it's just vague. But in my research, it was named Clark school. But we'll move on to the next school. Was the next school at Johnson Creek?
Yeah, the next school was built down close to New Johnson Creek Baptist Church.
Okay. Was the school moved or the church moved one time? Tell me about that.
The school moved. They moved the school.
Okay, you had two Johnson Creek schools. One got too big again with your...
No, then that's when they did away with that one, then they moved to Tola.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
But what I'm saying, the school never caught a fire, nothing.
Oh, no,
Johnson.
Uh-uh.
Was it a law cabinet school or a frame?
It was a frame building.
The slabs?
Yeah, frame.
Okay. So it one room or two room?
It was a two-room school.
Okay. Can you name the teachers or something? Who was there?
Elizabeth Day used to teach there, and also Melissa Yanson.
Uh-huh. Who taught at the school that you don't know, you forgot the name of, and I call it Clark School? Who was the teachers taught you there?
Miss Melissa Yanson.
Uh-huh.
And there was one more teacher. See, I think there were two teachers that taught there. And the day lady teaches it. She was a day.
Okay, that's her last name.
Yeah.
That's no problem. We can find research on that. Oh, could you describe Miss Yanson? Didn't you say she was the first one?
Yeah, she was the first one.
Was she an older lady or was she a younger?
Yeah, she was old.
Okay, Miss Day was an older lady or younger?
She was younger than Yanson.
Okay, so Miss Day was there when the school started. Miss Yanson was there when the school probably started, when you moved there. Let's talk about your father first. Give me his name and how old you think he was when he died.
My father's name was Frank Alexander Clark. He was 80 when he passed.
Okay, what kind of work
did he's a farmer.
Yep, that's what all y'all.
Yeah.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see your father's, your granddad on your father's side?
No, I didn't know, see him.
What about his mother?
No, I didn't see him on my daddy's side, but on my mother's side, I saw my father, grandfather.
Okay. Your farm, did it come through your mother's dad or somebody, or did your father buy it himself and start it?
My father, he bought it.
He bought it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. By how long it been in the family? Just guess.
It's been 79 years.
How many acres of land did he have?
Well, on the first farm, it was 35 acres of land.
Mm-hmm.
And on the second farm, it's 105.
Did your
father? That was, of course, I was much older. I had got up in age then when we bought the second farm.
Oh, could your father read and write?
Yeah.
Where did he learn it from? Did he tell y'all?
Well, he went to school at, I think the same little school I was going to, I guess.
Okay, where I call Clark School.
Yeah. he didn't go to that school, because that school, that was afterward. I don't know which school my daddy went to, where the school that where he went to.
Or maybe you'll think about it as we move on through. I'm going to come back again anyway. Your father, what was he sharecropping first? Where did he get?
No, well, his daddy, I think, his daddy's, the place that we was on, I think it's his daddy's place.
What did he have any more brothers and sisters?
Yeah, he had some more brothers and sisters.
How many did he have? If you don't know how many, just guess.
Just one, I believe.
A girl or boy?
A boy.
Okay, so you never seen neither one of your grandparents on your father's side, your grandmother and your grandmother?
No.
You never seen them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your father was always farming all your life?
Yeah.
Okay, so he was never on nobody, he wasn't a sharecropper or nothing?
No.
His father could have been one coming out of slavery, but your father wasn't?
No.
Okay, let's, if he could read and write that good, he did a good job keeping the farm and working. And see, a lot of people don't know, y'all didn't come to town every week.
No.
See, you came to town for necessity. You didn't come once a month, some sugar or coffee or something like that.
No.
But see, people don't understand, you farm now, you got to have seeds for everything. You got to have feed for your cow, your horses. And it was a lot of budget and know what you're doing with it.
Yeah, well, you raise the feed for your hogs and cows. And then you turn out, actually, we would raise seed for everything, mostly for replant, for planting tobacco, you raise the seed. So actually, didn't have to come to town that often.
Mm-hmm. Do you vaguely remember the first time you came to town and seen it?
No, I don't.
Where did you get your books from at your first school? Did you ever know?
Well, they would come through the school as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
Where we get our books from.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It's always different,
yeah.
Because I always ask that.
Mm-hmm.
Did your mother or father ever talk about a midwife in that area?
Midwife?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, midwives. They had quite a few midwives, I think.
Well, can you think of them now?
No.
Okay. The next time I come back, I'll get you to write them down for me. Think about it. I just like to ask people
mm-hmm.
that. It's very important. Okay, give me your mother and how old was she?
My mother's Maud J. Clark. She was 103 when she passed.
She was 103?
Yeah.
How active was she?
She was always active up until she passed.
She was?
Yeah.
She knew where she was going all the time?
Yeah.
What about her faith in the church and going?
It was good.
It was?
It was very good.
Was she a nice grandma?
Yeah.
A nice mother?
Yeah.
And everything?
Mm-hmm.
Your children, everybody like your mother?
Oh, yeah.
She was a likable mother in the neighborhood. Children, by you having children. Y'all having a lot of kids. Other kids from around the community came at your house and ate or had something.
Yeah.
It was always something there for everybody.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That was good. Did your grandmother and your mother, did you know your grandmother, your mother's mother?
Yeah, I know grandmother on my mother's side.
Tell me a little bit about her. Word and things like that. Just tell me something.
Well, my grandmother on the other side owned Blue Wing, so she was up there on the other farm. So we moved her down there to the farm of Johnson Creek. So she lived down there for a while.
Uh-huh.
But I think she was close in her 80s or 90s when she paid.
Mm-hmm. Was she sweet and kind?
Yeah, she was very
quiet.
Joanne Tuck, I believe her name was.
What were your mother's maiden name?
Maiden name. She was a Tuck before she got married.
Your mother was a Tuck.
Yeah.
And her mother was a Tuck too.
Yeah.
Okay, this name don't ring a bell in Grambling County. Did they come from Virginia, or they was always in North Carolina?
They was always in North Carolina, on the edge of Virginia.
Did you know any Tucks? Do y'all have family reunion? You ever seen your mother, your grandmother's, or your mother's father? Because she was a Tuck, or her sister's.
Yes, yes, I'm Ruta Tuck, her sister. She has a sister. George Tuck, that is a brother. Uh-huh. George Tuck. And Alexander Tuck, Mac Tuck. I think she had three brothers.
Where were they buried at? Where were your grandmother buried at?
She buried Johnson Creek. Wait a minute. I know my grandmother buried Blue Wing, I believe.
Blue Wing, and yeah. She was a Tuck. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Blue Wing. Okay, that's where your mother came from, like, yeah. Blue Wing.
Mm-hmm.
Cause y'all had a farm up there first.
Yeah.
Okay, then your father bought one down at Johnson Creek.
No, we had the farm at Johnson Creek first.
Uh-huh.
They was living on this farm on Blue Wing, and so they're getting to the point they had to move. They're going to sell it, and so daddy bought it.
Who was going to sell it?
Nah, I don't know.
Oh, he was renting from my mom.
No, they were on, living in this house at... It was a rental. My mother's, while they were living there on Blue Wing, they didn't have no farm.
Uh-huh.
They were renting.
Okay, and then your father bought the piece.
Yeah,
the person put that piece up for sale.
Yeah.
And so he bought it.
Yeah.
Okay, that was through your granddad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did you see your granddad on your mother's side?
Yeah, I saw him on mother's
okay.
side.
Okay, what kind of man was he?
He was a nice man.
Did you, was you old enough to know how much he worked and how gifted he was, anything?
I think he was kind of like a cobbler, you know, Bill Chimney.
Well, he was a jack of all trades.
Yeah.
Well, you gave me something else to ask people. I forgot about chimneys. I used to clean them.
Yeah.
So somebody had to build them too, didn't
they? Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody don't know what they're doing. Okay, mm-hmm. He was a masonry and more or less monkey see, monkey do.
Mm-hmm.
He could fix things, build
yeah,
things.
Yeah.
And y'all were helping.
No, I never helped him, because he was that much older. Of course, when I met him, I knew anything much about him, he'd stop work. Cause,
okay.
Yeah, he's that old.
Hell.
Yeah.
But he was a maestro and all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's probably where your father got it from and y'all got it from. The hand down, you had to, because y'all did everything out there yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that better that way?
Oh, yeah.
Did he ever hire y'all out, or do you know what I'm talking about? That?
Well, we have worked out.
On your own?
Yeah, a day after we caught up our work at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, now, did your community help each other if somebody got sick, anything happened,
yeah.
to save their crops?
Yeah, they help them save their crops if anybody got sick.
Why can't your neighbors next door do the same thing as y'all and their people done back then?
Well, I think everything moves a little faster now, so people don't have time to help each other, I don't think.
Do you know that... when I'm talking to people and students, the problem I have, we don't want to sacrifice now like y'all did.
Mm-hmm. Well, everything moves so fast now until I guess they got up on the fast time.
But you know how much sacrifice y'all did.
Oh, yeah.
Your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Then about, you know, an acre of land, Mr. Clark, for 50 cents or a dollar and a half, it's $2,000 to me and you.
Oh, yeah.
That 50 cent, well, you know how hard it would be for me and you to make
$2,000.
Mm-hmm. Your father, somebody, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It was the amount of children and everything. It was, it's amazing how they could do it. Y'all helped everybody.
Oh, yeah.
When you didn't have it, there was no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Walk to school in rain, sleet, or snow.
Oh, yeah. Well, you had to go.
You had to go because mm-hmm. your parents knew you needed it.
Mm-hmm.
So could your grandmother on your mother's side read and write, or you didn't know? You was too young.
No, know, my mother said, I don't believe so. I'm not sure.
What about her father, your grandfather, her son?
I don't think he could do too much in reading and writing.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But since you've been in North Carolina all through your life, you never met any Tucks in Granville County, but except your mother, or had it been any more Tucks came in Granville County that you know of?
No, not to my knowing of.
Okay. Your father had a lot of experience, Mr. Clark.
Yeah, very much.
What he talk about value? He said and talk. What he talks about when he was talking to y'all about life and preparing y'all?
Well, he would tell us that he said he didn't have too much chance of going to school himself, but he would try to get us all through school. That he couldn't send us to college or nothing, but he would try to get us all through high school if we wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's about most I made it through high school. Yeah, all I made it through high school.
He wanted that. And mother had to sew by hand, sewing machine, patch, do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Flour bags, any kind of sack. Y'all always had nice things.
Oh yeah.
For what poor people could have.
Mm-hmm.
You had a little of everything, and it wasn't rock bottom.
Oh no, we made it fine.
Cause everybody lived bad back then. Mm-hmm. People have to know it.
Mm-hmm.
But just the amount of land and property y'all acquired, I appreciate it because it was hard work back then. Cause y'all was fighting against the art and the money. You had people back then. White people didn't want you to have nothing.
Well, that's true. Well, I don't know. Around in my area, it seemed like they're very nice white people, though.
They were?
Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
You all got along good as
they
and worked together.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what life is about. Okay, we're going to go back to that school one more time, and I'm going to ask you some questions. Did it have lights in it?
No.
You ain't all that lights on?
Mm-hmm.
Then, was the stove in the middle of the floor or on the side?
It was in the middle of the floor. So
it was.
Mm-hmm.
Do you just guess about how many kids was at your first school before they outgrew it?
I don't know. I guess it may be close at 100 or more.
Oh, how many? Did y'all have a bathroom outside or didn't have any toilet?
The outside toilet.
For boys and girls, everybody used one?
Boys and girls, as far as I know, yeah.
Where did you get your water from for that school, drinking
the
water?
The spring.
It's the same spring that y'all used too? At your house?
I think it was, yeah. I'm not.
Because you said it was so close to school.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay, let's talk about the wood. Did your father or other people in the community furnish the school with wood, make sure y'all had enough, or the school bought it from somebody?
Evidently, the school must have bought it from somebody, because I'm not sure just how that was, how they was getting the wood, because, you know, when I was a kid growing up, kids never pay much attention to things like that, no way. Evidently, they was buying wood. I don't know who they're getting it from.
Did you have you had a black that ran a sawmill in that area?
Well, they had sawmills around.
Uh-huh.
Prayer used to own a sawmill.
You know where he lived?
Yeah, he lived down the road from a few blocks, well, down the road from just a short distance from where I live at.
How often you knew him? You go to his house, y'all was friends?
Oh yeah, well he had a little, well he had a sawmill and he had a thrashing machine.
What is a thrashing machine?
Well, he thrashed wheat.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
He was black?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you know any of his brothers or sisters?
No, I don't know if he had a brother or not. No, all I knew was Chef Prayer.
He lived by himself?
No, he had a wife, Prayer, and had one daughter.
What was her name?
Naomi Prayer.
And his wife was Hattie. Was they good neighbors or?
Oh yeah, they were real nice.
Were they in the same church y'all was in?
Yeah.
Okay, well that's family like. Your brothers, after they left home, what kind of skills did they pick up as they went along?
My brother used to work at Yankton.
Uh-huh.
At Chevrolet place.
Uh-huh.
And I had another brother, he was working down at the Dodge place here in Oxford. He was a mechanic.
Okay, so
mechanic work.
After they learned their skills in mechanic work and got confidence in everything, did they left Oxford and went to another state and went to work?
No, my brother, he's still here. He lived with Mac Clark. He lived on Railroad Avenue.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, he's retired now. He used to work out here at Board.
Uh-huh. Was he always tingling with cars with your father?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did y'all ever have a buggy?
Yeah, we had started off with a buggy, a sir. No, we never had a buggy. We had a sir that used to hook the horses to.
A sir, what is two seats?
Yeah, that's two seats. Mm-hmm.
Did y'all have cows and horses and stuff like
cows,
that?
Cows, horses.
So y'all raised all your beef and everything?
Yeah.
So, are you proud of what your father instilled in you? And?
Oh, yeah. I'm very proud.
And your mother, too?
Yeah.
They was right. They was understanding and loving and caring.
Yeah.
That's the way families, and that's what families is all about, is that. It's what makes a family. What did you do after you left from up in Johnson Creek from the academy?
Well, I went to Richmond. I went in barber fitting.
Oh, you went to barber school?
Well, no, I didn't go to barber school. I just took it up while I was at home.
Uh-huh.
So I went to Richmond and went to barber shop. I opened up a barber shop. And me and another guy opened up a barber shop in Richmond.
Uh-huh. Did you have any family in Richmond?
No.
Did he?
Huh?
Did he have any family in Richmond?
Who?
The gentleman you cut hair with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so how many years did you stay there?
Well, let me see. I went to Richmond in 39 or 41. And, I was inducted into the Army in 41.
Uh-huh.
Stayed in there 4 years. Then I came out of the Army and I went on back to Richmond. That's when we opened up. I was working with another man at a barbershop before then. So when I went back then, me and this guy, Tatum, we opened up a barbershop ourselves and went to work in 45. That was probably 46, 47, 48, 49. And I stayed in there until 62 before I came back here.
Stayed where?
In Richmond. And working and running the barber shop.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, you got tired of it or you just want to come back home?
Well, I decided I'd come back home. I couldn't get my wife to move to Richmond, so I came back here.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you think that children work as hard now and respect people back then, like when you and I came along, you're older than I am, but why they, the parents and the children kind of one going one way, another going another way?
Well, I don't know. children get to the police that they don't respect the parents as, like they did back then. Well, one thing, I think after this child abuse got in there and the law taken over and they started talking about child abuse, that's when a lot of parents, I think, slacked up on raising the children.
That cause of integration. Yeah. Whites didn't want blacks punching their kids.
Yeah.
And they messed up their blacks. I feel the same way, too, that the law got protected the child and told the kid that they will stand by him or work, and they didn't have to take it. I used to get, my grandmother used to tell me she wasn't going to whoop no clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I used to get whooping without any clothes on.
Mm-mm.
That wasn't no child abuse.
Mm-mm.
Because I would go do something else wrong. If it was that bad, I wouldn't have done anything else wrong.
Right.
Am I right?
That's right.
Our parents, all they had to do was look at us. Why?
Well, because that they, when you tell them something, they meant what they said when they spoke to you. And you had to obey them.
That was all it took, wasn't it?
That was all.
Yeah. And it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was good about the whole situation, that by it working. Could you name some more people up there in your area that own land, the Pointers and different people like that?
Yeah, the Pointers own the Pieces, the Diners. Pieces, Diners, and Pointers.
Did you ever go to Virginia much? Clarksville and them little towns around there where you?
Well, occasion, yeah.
Good dad.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have kids that come from Virginia to go to school with you?
No. Mm-mm.
Not in that area?
No.
Well, Nelson, Virginia, about the closest, they had a black school for kids.
Yeah, they had a school over in Virginia. I don't think any of the children come from across the line to Johnson Creek.
Uh-huh. Did you know much about Blue Wing? About, like, it was a mine there and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, it was a mine there. Actually, that mine was on a portion of that farm that we bought up there.
What happened to the mineral rights and stuff like that?
I don't know what happened to that. They just stopped, just closed the mine down, as far as I know.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, so.
Well, maybe they just probably didn't need no more of that material that they was getting up there, and so just closed it down.
Mm-hmm. What did you do when you came back from Richmond to Oxford? Tell me some things. What did you?
Well, when I left Richmond, came back to Oxford, I started working at GFD, where they make antenna.
Uh-huh.
So I worked there, I don't know, until they closed that place up, and then I went up there to the office, Oxford office.
How far did you go at GFD, as supervisor or former lead man? Or what, how far did you go up?
Well, I just had just ordinary job, just cleaning up, a maintenance job.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the Oxford orphanage, which is white. We have had a lot of black carpenters to come out of that school and that institution of that orphanage. And why they all, I know you don't know why, but most of the time they always had black carpenters around there. I wonder why.
Well, I don't know. I couldn't say exactly why, but I know James Eaton, he was doing a good job there, calm to work. And one thing, they had the thing to work with,
mm-hmm.
and everything that a carpenter need to work with, they had it there. So I guess that's the reason why that they come up to be very good.
They're black.
Yeah.
Mrs. Lyons told me her father worked there too. And a couple of them, and she said they could make anything. So they made one of the things she said, they knew he, they made, and they talked about all the window frames throughout these old big houses in town. They would serve them out. They would make window frames and stuff like that. And they got so good, they just came off and started working on their own. But through the years, that's one trade that the orphanage recognized. But eventually I'll get, try to get the amount of cardinals that's been in this town, but there's a lot of them. A lot of them, like Mr. Hicks was school trained.
Oh, yeah.
Professional carpenters. What about painters around here?
Painters around here?
When you was up in your area anyway, how many painters did you know that was a good painter?
Well, I don't know. I didn't deal with too many painters because I usually did all my painting myself.
You had that. You learned that on your own.
Yeah, I learned that on my own. I think I had got one guy to paint this house once since I mean on the inside. Paint one room since I, yeah, I think he charged me $50, so I started painting ever since. I do all my own paint.
How many kids do you have?
How many kids I have? I have three boys and one daughter, second married.
They all was good kids when they were
born.
Well, that helps you too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That helps parents when they can concentrate on other areas and don't have to deal with that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Did you let them move freely in this community?
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody could keep up with them. Don't have that no more.
No.
Where did you first live when you came to Oxford? Was it after you left Richmond? Before, did you ever live in town?
Yeah, I lived where?
In Oxford, in the city before you went to Richmond.
When I went to Richmond, I lived in that North Granville, about 18 miles out. My wife, first wife, she lived down here on Lanier Street, 221 Lanier Street.
So you was living in, and you came back to Richmond, you was in Oxford.
When I came back to Richmond.
What do you think about Oxford Forest growth and opportunity? We know small towns keep things kind of close, but you think it could have done a little bit better, faster than the way they did it?
Well, probably could, but I think they moved along very well after the business started to come in here. But it looked like it seemed started growing some then.
Basically, they try to control growth and try to control what's a good pay per hour. What do you think about that?
Well, I guess after the factory started, at first, before the factories come in here, they wasn't. Doesn't seem like they were doing too well, but after factories come in, some of them started paying a little better wages.
That's what have made the people feel better about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to Johnson Creek. Tell me about some other diggers and hard workers that you think was in that church.
Well, the pointers and Kumos and Nances.
What type of ministers? Can you go back and tell me what type of ministers you remember that was good ministers on?
Well, we had our present minister, Reverend Page. He's real good. And had minister from Virginia. He was a day, Reverend Day.
Did you have anybody that minister that was there over 5 years or 8 to 10 years, something like that?
Reverend Page, he'd been there about 20, I don't know, just close to 30.
That's what I'm talking about. You kidding?
Yeah. Close to 30 years, I think.
He always done right.
Yeah.
You know, a Baptist minister to stay in the church 5 years. He done broke a record.
Ain't? Yeah. Huh? Yeah. 20, let me see. Wait a minute. I said 30-some years. I think it's 30. It's 20 or 30-some years. I don't know. He's been there a long time. Yeah, I know.
Wow. What else can you tell me about that community for us? People in the community that was trying to... Did you have families that was working hard and trying to do the best they could for their kids?
Oh, yeah. I guess all of them, as far as I can understand, that they did all they could for the children. As far as the working concern, the working condition they had and what they had to work with, I think they did very well.
Did you have your father and all of y'all, you just had to do work, take pride, and you have to do it, you're going back over it?
Well, I tell you, in your farming, if you didn't do your work well, I mean, you couldn't grow nothing, so you had to work to, you know, try to get stuff in the ground to get it grow.
What did you think about sharecropping? Because I heard people talk about it, but I still, it's, was that best way to get started?
No, not the best way to get started. If you can afford a farm, the best way to try to own your own.
That's the best way, and stay away from stop working for somebody else.
Yeah. Because if you're working on share, sometimes that share crop is half. I take half and you take half.
Mm-hmm. And don't nothing happen, have a bad season on. Your man can let you go.
Mm-hmm.
And because if he think it's going to be a bad one the next year, he ain't going to take them chances.
No.
When you went up to Johnson Creek, how far did you go? Did a lot of kids in your community go down to Maripala? Did you have to board down here? How'd you get back and forth home?
Well, when my oldest brother, he had come, he boarded in Maripala for one year, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And I think he quit.
Uh-huh.
And so after long then, I think they had started to open up, they built Tola, and they opened up public school, you know, that you can. So when I came to Maripala, I moved up here to Mrs. Green.
What was Miss Green's name?
B.B. Green.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That big house was up here in the field, in the grove.
Yeah.
Can you tell me something about Miss B.B. Green?
No, she was a very nice lady. Uh-huh. And I think, her husband had passed when we started. I think he was still living when I first started boating there. But
what kind of work did he do?
I'm not sure what he, I know she was a teacher. I don't know what he did.
So, when you finished Johnson Creek, they had buses then, and y'all went to Tola?
They didn't have, when I was at Johnson Creek, they didn't have, they had white, bus for the white, but the black didn't have no buses then.
Oh, let's talk about, do you know, have an idea how old you were when y'all first got lights out in that area?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have them when you went to school at Johnson Creek, did you?
No, I don't know exactly. I think it was after when I left home, and a long time before we got lights or that.
Uh-huh.
But now we had Daddy bought the gas lamp.
Uh-huh.
So we had it's just the same as light, just like give you lights like these lights here do.
Uh-huh. So therefore, y'all could afford things like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that was good that, you know, you could to have some decent light.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we had plenty of light. But when we decided off, we had lamp lights. Them lamp lights, it won't nothing. But after you got them gas lights, it's just like a light. It's like that light in here.
When y'all came home as kids, what did you study? Did y'all have a fireplace or you had?
Yeah, we had a fireplace.
Who go over with you work? Your mother, your father?
Mother, she'd go over and over to work.
Make sure you try to do.
Yeah.
Y'all were pretty good students.
Yeah, I think so.
That is the problem now, is that we don't work hard at things no more. Where do you think it come from? Just the world, or everything is changing, everything is fast?
Everything is changing fast, so a lot of them are trying to move on the fast time.
And that...
and losing out everywhere.
Were your father real good to y'all as far as y'all could play ball or something? What do you do when you come from trips? Could y'all have play ball and stuff?
Well, he had a baseball diamond that just a short distance from the house. And we used to play ball on Saturday.
Did y'all go from area to area playing different teams?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How were y'all team?
Well, we had a very good team.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
That was nice. How long you been retired now? Are you a semi?
No, well, I, yeah, but...